Play-Doh penises perturb parents. 30th of March, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Whidbey's, Pennsylvania. North Whidbey Middle School's attempt to combine art with sex education angered several parents in this small Connecticut town. Giggles could be heard up and down the hallway coming from Rose Hawkins' kindergarten class, which prompted a visit by Agatha Hagg, the school's principal, and Molly Brighton, the president of the local chapter of Parent Teachers Association, or PTA. Both were shocked, they said, to see 4 or 5-year-old boys and girls sculpting clay penises, and Brighton was, quote, outraged, unquote. PTA president called an emergency session of her organization's members to warn them of Hawkins' flagrant disregard of the school's policy, which requires all teachers to notify parents in advance of any instruction or assignment that features or references human breasts, buttocks, genitals, or related body parts. Prior to the children's sculpting of penises, they had drawn sketches of them, which they'd tacked onto the classroom's bulletin boards. Then, using preliminary sketches, they attempted to sculpt a 3-dimensional likeness of the male reproductive organ. The results were erroneous, but amusing. To the children, at least, resembling rocket ships, candy canes, and in one case, a simplified dildo, whom the children named Fido. Boys and girls recognized the disparity between their clumsy attempts to depict the penis in clay and decided they needed live models in lieu of their sketches. When Hagg and Brighton entered Hawkins' classroom, the boys had their pants down and the girls were examining their wee-wees in an attempt to gain a better idea of how to mold the organs. The problem, according to 4-year-old Samantha Mandel, was that her partner's penis was flaccid rather than erect, which is the state that Hawkins wanted the sculpted penises to assume. Quote, Johnny's weenie wouldn't stand up like the one Miss Hawkins showed us when her boyfriend, Mr. Edward Stanley, was our guest speaker last week, unquote. Horrified at the thought that an adult male might have exposed himself to preschoolers, Brighton asked Samantha whether Mr. Stanley had shown the students his wee-wee. The girl said he had, quote, and his stood up all by itself for the whole class period, unquote. Perv. The penises were an odd collection, the principal told UnNews reporter Lotta Lies. Quote, there was a rainbow of deformed organs, red, purple, yellow, orange, green, pink, blue, a penis in every color available in Play-Doh. It was rather amusing, unquote, she added, giggling. Some of the sculpted penises were also given facial features, in one case a handlebar mustache, and several were partially clothed in jackets, or in some cases, dresses. Students also made Play-Doh sperm, poking indentations in the sperm head for eyes and tracing arcs for smiles. The sex education class didn't teach the children much about sex, but as an art class, it was regarded as somewhat successful. Preschoolers, unfortunately, were left with the impression that the vast majority of males suffer from erectile dysfunction, or as the kindergartners put it, droopy weenies, and that sperm have a happy-go-lucky personalities, but are easily excited. Quote, they wag their tails just like my dog Benny, unquote, Samantha informed Brighton and Hagg. They also learned an unintended lesson in sexism. Quote, boys' sex organs are fun, but girls are boring, unquote, Dottie West, another student in Hawkins' class, complained. Her comment touched off another round of giggles. Although Hawkins has been suspended with pay and her boyfriend is in police custody while school officials investigate the Play-Doh penises further, the company reportedly is considering offering schools across the nation a Play-Doh sex education kit, which would include directions for sculpting ithyphallic or erect penises, and non-anthropomorphic sperm, complete with artist representations of the intended results. Some schools have expressed an idea, or an interest rather, in the kit if the company can find a way to, quote, make girls' reproductive organs as fun and exciting to preschoolers as well, unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.